I'm Henry Amp with VPR News. Vermont's capital city is facing a 25% increase in its health care costs. Montpelier's outgoing finance director says the increase came because the city last year paid $1.2 million in premiums to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont and had $2.4 million in claims. The Times Argus newspaper reports the city is still waiting on quotes from the state's other health care providers, but those rates are expected to be even higher. One of the surprising outcomes of Monday's federal election in Canada, the reemergence of the Bloc Québécois. The party supports sovereignty for Francophone Quebec. It lost seats in Parliament in 2015, but will have 32 seats in the next Parliament. Professor Jeffrey Ayres, who focuses on Canadian politics at St. Michael's College, says the Bloc won't be immediately pushing for Quebec independence.
There's no pending referendum or move to separate anytime soon, but it just creates, what it does is it creates that classic division between the West that feels quite alienated right now and Quebec and Quebecers who voted for a party that will assert Quebec's interests only.
Liberal Justin Trudeau hung on to power but lost seats across the country and will have to form a minority government. And we'll hear more about the election results in Canada later this hour. Vermont Emergency Management is spearheading a three-day training exercise that kicks off tomorrow in cities and towns around the state. The exercise simulates the aftermath of a major storm, such as what Vermont saw after Tropical Storm Irene. Vermont Emergency Management Director Erica Borneman says this is the fourth statewide catastrophic disaster exercise held since 2010 and the most comprehensive.
In the past, we've been able to encourage a couple of towns to work with us. And this time, we have 19 towns that have stepped up all at once that want to participate in some fashion with us. And that's really just going to strengthen all of our processes. It's going to strengthen all of our experience through the course of this exercise.
Also, as part of the exercise, the Vermont Agency of Transportation will try out its new statewide incident command system. Opponents of the sale of Burlington Telecom appeared in the Vermont Supreme Court today to appeal the decision that allowed Burlington to sell the utility to Schurz Communications. Sale opponents requested that the court remand the decision back to the Public Utility Commission. They're seeking a full reimbursement to taxpayers for the $16.9 million that was diverted from taxpayer funds to shore up the former municipal utility. VTDigger.org reports the city is arguing that the deal with Schurz returned the most possible funds to the city's taxpayers and that the case is moot because the sale has already gone through. And jury selection got underway today in the fourth sex crimes trial for former state senator Norm McAllister. He was accused of setting up his tenant to have sex with an acquaintance to pay her electric bill. McAllister was initially convicted, but he appealed, and the Vermont Supreme Court granted him a new trial, and the trial is expected to start tomorrow. The Eye on the Sky forecast for this afternoon, cloudy and breezy, rain developing throughout the day, highs in the upper 50s to the lower 60s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.